Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, October 8th, 2020. Didn't mean to get you all choked up there,
that's
Pastor
all right.
Butch.
Took a drink of tea down the wrong hole.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I think I'll live.
Oh, we hope. Well, at least through this next hour, I hope.
It's nice to be loved. But
yeah.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Me too. Been a beautiful day.
Absolutely. And let's see. Let's see what gold did today. It was up. It struggled. But we're still looking at up $7.10 at $1,800. Basically $95. $1,895. Silver's up 6 pennies at 23.93. Platinum was down a buck at 868. Palladium was up 31 at 2,447. The USDX today, right now, it's kind of been all over the page, lower, trying to come back in the aftermarket, 93.62. Crude oil was up a buck 28 at 41.23. And the paper markets today, of course, were all positive, and the Dow was up 117 points at 28,421. The NASDAQ is up 51, 11,416. Well, they just changed it on me. They changed it all on me. They should be done by now. The NASDAQ was up 56 at 11,420. S&P was up 27 at 3,446. And the Dow actually finished up 122. I guess I was a little early there today. 28,425. 10-year yield, 0.76, down 0.02. That is, pretty much, today, stocks that are rising, Regeneron and Eli Lilly, I guess if you give an experimental antibody treatment for coronavirus to the president, I guess your shares are going to do pretty good. And that's what I've been talking about this whole time. September 29th is when I first saw the article on Regeneron's experimental antibody treatment. And Trump made comments in a taped video from the White House published to his Twitter feed on Wednesday. He added that he wants patients in the hospital for COVID-19 to get the Regeneron or Eli Lilly treatments for free, especially if you're a senior. So now taxpayers will be paying for treatments. So I don't know. So you have two stocks there, but this isn't the first time that he's supported. I still believe the day he mentioned about putting Clorox bleach in your veins, prior to that he talked about a heat type cure. And 2 days before that, or the day before, Rush Limbaugh was talking about the company who was working on the exact same thing. And by Friday, the stock soared, 500% or something like that. So, I'm not saying it's, trust me, it's not the first time, it's not the last time, and he's not the only person that's done this. It goes, I'm sure, all through Wall Street, all through, if you watch CNBC long enough, you'll see him doing it there too, along with everybody else. So, it's just a joke anymore. It truly is, and it's sad.
It
isn't a funny joke. It's not funny. And these people are just making an incredible amount of wealth, and most people are truly left out. But what do you think about getting free treatments?
Well, I don't know why not. We need Obamacare to expand, take care of all this. We can afford it. We're a rich nation. We need to put another bailout out, for another $4-5 trillion. Why not, Melody? I mean, you know, what's a few more $1 trillion added to whatever that we owe already? Now, it's insane. But people will accept it because they think it's free.
Yeah.
And that's the saddest part of it. We've been programmed, Melody. I said we, all of us have been, at least to a point, have been programmed thinking that if you get it free, it's okay. We don't think about there's nothing free. Somebody's got to pay for it. That never enters our mind as a general populace anymore. We just think, well, it's free. Government's paying for it. And how many times have we said government can't pay for anything? They don't earn money. We pay for it. But that's what it is. We could have done better if we kept government out of health care, period, and quit regulating it so tightly they can't move. We would have cheaper health care, better health care, a lot less hassle to get it. The more socialized it is, the harder it is to get it, and it's worth less all the time. That's the truth. Now, for the folks, if you don't believe me, check out the countries that do this. I was in Vietnam, as you know, in Thailand, when I was in Southeast Asia. They have free health care there. You should see the hospitals. They got people waiting outside in lines by the bunches, and the place is filthy. I know, I was there, I saw it. But it's all free, Melody. Don't cost you a penny. Just go there and get in line and get what you can get. But that's what happens to nations that do this socialism deal. That the hospitals, I guess they charge what you want to, but the service is worse. The hygiene in the areas are much worse. People lose their desire to do the best they can because, hey, it's all free anyway. Don't worry about it.
True. Very true. So, I get it. But you know what, Butch? Many people think that it can't happen here in the United States. That's Taiwan. That would never happen here. No. We're different. Don't
it's
you know
already
that?
Starting to happen here.
I know it is.
It's already starting to happen here.
It
and
is.
Again, we got used to it. If you don't believe it's happening, not happening, walk into a welfare department one day and walk in and see what's going on there. Check the people that's in there and watch what's going on. They're all there because they think they're getting free handouts. Now, I'm not saying some people don't work and they got something come back to them, unemployment, whatever. I'm talking about those people. But the people that use welfare for a living, and they don't care to lie and cheat to get it. I know this for a fact, that they would do this. And I told one night in church, and I was preaching this, and some people got really upset. You can steal with a gun, and you steal with an ink pen, but you're still stealing. And that made a lot of people upset, because they knew they were taking money on false pretenses. You can do it and stay out of jail if you do it legally, if you know what I'm saying, Melody. Just fill out a form, lie on it, and get the money. That's stealing. In the eyes of God, that's still stealing. And stealing is still a crime, still a sin. And you'll pay for it if you don't repent. So I won't get started on that. But this is what we see happening. I know from experience, people I work with and talk to, people that had jobs that could have paid well, and they were offered the jobs. Well, I can't take it. If I do, I have to give up my welfare check. I've heard him say that in front of my own ears. And right in front of my face, well, I can't take that job. I have to give up my check. Even though it made more money.
Well, I can remember in my younger days, you know, I would hear people say, well, I can't take that job because then it's less than my unemployment.
Yes.
I mean, the whole, you know, it's okay to help people. And I think when these programs began, it was part of helping people. But the programs were written in such a way that it hurt the people more than it helped them.
I have seen people get divorced so they get more money from welfare.
Yeah. And people not get married.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
It's cheaper for them to live separately. And with the health care, particularly young people nowadays, you know, you're on your parents' policy until you're how old? 26, 27?
24, 25. Like, yeah, 26, way up there. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So, you know, what's the point of getting married prior to that?
Very true. And why get a job?
And I can't blame them. I'm not saying it's wrong or anything like that. But it's just, it's truly a different world. And how
yes,
much,
it is.
And it all comes back to our, our monetary policy. It all comes back to how these various programs are designed. And it's, we talk about it too, Butch, that, you have this revolving, the cycle that communism turns to capitalism, capitalism turns to, molds back into communism and so forth, round and round the little wheel we go. And you can almost, but you would ask, and I had a conversation with somebody earlier this week, and grandparents that lived in Europe, that was part of Russia, they preferred communism.
Oh, yes. More security.
More security.
Yeah.
So it's an easy pitch.
Yep,
but these people
is.
Were never free to begin with.
Well, what was it Ben Franklin said? If you give up freedom for a little bit of temporary security, you deserve neither freedom or security. Mm-hmm. Something like that Ben Franklin said. So he told the truth. If you're willing to be a slave to make a living or to get your money, then you're no more than a cow. You're just like an owned animal. They'll feed you and clothe you till you're ready to be butchered. So that's all it boils down to. People don't want liberty, and I'm saying this right up front. I preach it in churches. People say they want liberty, but they really don't. Not if it means giving up their welfare.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want it. So anyway, we'll move on if you want to.
Let's move on from there. I got a call today, since we're almost through this segment. I got a call today. Somebody was panicking, saying that the U.S. Mint is going to be increasing Silver Eagles to $67. Well, I got to go to the website. So I went to the website, and they had this big old article there about how the U.S. Mint is increasing the price of their Silver Eagles to, and it was $67, and the ones shown there were $54 and so forth. And you get a pretty little blue case. You get the
Oh, yeah.
The U.S. Mint does not sell volume Silver Eagles to the public. That is not what they were referencing. But yet the article from the Silver website made it seem that way. Now, they did jump. I mean, they jumped, and it is all part of it. And they did say the part of, cost of producing these and so forth. And it is a sign of inflation. It is a sign that everything is going to cost more. Went from 54 to 67. That's a big jump.
Yes, it is.
That's a big jump. But it's not the Silver Eagles reflected in the product that you purchase from us. You're not going to be paying $67. So, a little, confusion there. I went to the website. But, I mean, their Silver Eagles that they're selling, they weren't $67. But they were, a buck more than mine?
Wow, that didn't surprise me.
And that's for volume. Poor little guy who's buying. They go 1 to 19. Well, they come in tubes of 20, so you have to pay the next higher price for 20. It's or you pay 19 at the lower price, and then you pay. I don't know how they do it.
Well,
how stupid!
Prices are definitely...
Why don't they go 1 to 20?
Your prices are definitely the best I've ever seen. And the reason I ask you about the price of silver dollars now, I got a catalog in the mail. I want to compare it. I want to show some here in the office staff. The cheapest Silver Eagle they had in that catalog was $49. That's the cheapest one he had. And I said, we can get them from Melanie for like $24 a piece, $25 a piece. Now, which would you prefer to buy it from? You can buy it from this catalog dealer. It's a nice, slick catalog with beautiful pictures. And pay $49 a piece for them, or you can order them from Melody and save over half of that. Of course, the answer was what they knew it would be. But that's just the difference, Melody. You don't rip people off. You keep your premiums as low as possible. Nobody else, I don't think, can even touch your price.
Not on a consistent basis. I mean, they might run specials and so forth,
right.
Not on a consistent basis.
Totally agree.
And we will be running into a problem probably with Silver Eagles and even Gold Eagles, maybe. Because we're at the end of the year, they're going to stop, and you're going to hear all the story. Oh, the U.S. Mint has stopped producing the silver. No, they do this every single year. They change from 2020s to 2021. The 2021s will come out the first week of January. Then they have to be sent out to the wholesalers, and the wholesalers will get them to us retailers. It's how it works every year since 1986. Although you didn't have the backup, pent-up demand back in 1986 like you do today. So it does make a little bit of a difference. Of course, people weren't buying multiple million ounces of silver on a monthly basis either in 1986. So it's all relative. And we'll get a backlog going from the 2020s to the 2021s like we do every year. So, you know, and don't place your order for your 2021s the 1st of December or the middle of November. Why give these people your money to play with for that amount of time? You know, don't get the urgency. You know, there's a lot of different types of scare tactics to close deals and to promote product. I probably don't use it enough, Butch. But
well, you're an honest dealer, and you got a heart. That's important. That's very important.
So, be careful what you hear out there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get this. Don't get all hyped up on, you know, and the, you know, $67 for the U.S. Mint coins. So, and you know, these are minted, the $67 are minted from the West Point, so they will have a W on it. You know, it will show a mint mark. Where most of the brilliant uncirculateds, I mean, these don't bear mint marks. They're struck with investment in mind. So there still be used silver eagles, and you know, they've never been circulated among the general public unless you get the backdated one. So again, it's, you're buying these for an investment. So
that's true. And by the way, did you watch the debate last night? I did not watch it. I heard pros and cons both ways today. Did you watch
it? I shut it off before the fly landed on the head.
Oh, you missed the best part, apparently. I just wondered what was going on there, because I know we're getting a good break second, but I wanted to share an article I thought was really good, because the election's here. We're, 4 weeks away from, in my opinion, it's going to be the most chaotic and contentious election in U.S. history. That's my opinion. It's going to be the most chaotic and contentious election in history because of mail-in ballots or whatever else they're going to do. But this article I'm going to read is election stress disorder spreading across U.S. as therapists warns that anxiety worsened in 2016. The election is going to be chaos and contentious, for sure.
You know, to some degree, it's like, good grief. Why do people allow themselves to be worked up in a frenzy? And this is what's coming from the media and from the politicians. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we were talking about the election and how people are going crazy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. This is CBS out of Philadelphia. I mean, this is, it is crazy. It is crazy. But I'm telling you, it's going to be the most chaotic and contentious election in history because a lot of reasons. Mail-in ballots could be one of them. But it says, new round of election stress disorder spreading across the U.S. according to experts. Now, this way, election stress disorder. They say the tension is even worse this time because of the coronavirus pandemic. Stress levels have been sky high for months now. We've been dealing with the coronavirus since March, and tensions have escalated the last few weeks before the election. Marsha Palanci says she'd been feeling election anxiety. I was keeping pretty zen about the whole situation until I watched the debates, and then that went out the window, and I've been incredibly stressed. I'm getting a lot of emergency calls of resentment or anger, therapist Dr. Stephen Stornsey said. Stornsey says stress over the election is causing many Americans to fight with their spouses, friends, and coworkers. During the 2016 election, he coined a term for it, election stress disorder. He says this year, the anxiety is even worse. And be that as it may, I know the stress is out there. I do know it. I see it. I see it in the public. I see it on TV. I know it's out there. I was talking to a gentleman today. He almost got in a fight with the old guy at the DMV over this. And the guy said, I didn't want to fight him. He just got all upset because I said something. So the stress is out there. And I don't get this. You said this before. Donald Trump may be trying to throw the election. I'm not saying he's trying to do that. But he doesn't make he really is into it like he was before. You know, he canceled the debate because it's not going to be face-to-face with Biden. But he says now Donald Trump is canceling TV ads in Midwest states that made him president. I don't think the spin is in any way congruent with the reality, said one Republican strategist said of the Trump campaign messaging. President Donald Trump speaks at a rally at Harrisburg International Airport on September 26th, Middletown, Pennsylvania. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign is slashing television spending in the Midwest, counting millions of dollars in advertising in states that carried him to victory in 2016. He's been off the local airways completely in Iowa and Ohio. The campaign also has given up at least $2 million worth of reservations in both Michigan and Wisconsin since early September. In Minnesota, a state Trump almost won 4 years ago, and has expressed confidence in flipping, his team already has chopped off about $5 million from his projected fall TV budget. Why? Is he broke? Is his campaign broke, or what's he doing that for, Melody? Does he not want to run in that state? Does he not care whether he wins those states or not? What's going on here?
I don't know, and it's, you know, he's certainly not putting any his money in it anymore like he did in 2016. You can read both sides to that, whether it really went in there or not. But he did. I don't know. I mean, as far as the debate, I can see that kind of strategy because I think Trump is all about being live, you know, in front of the TV and all this kind of stuff. And it could be a strategy to say, okay, it's going to go, you know, so I'm not going to be in there, making them change their mind because these networks want the debate for the volume ratings. And so forth, for the ratings and so forth. So, you know, they'll probably find some way to do it. So that, to me, I think is just a strategy. But as far as cutting back, I don't know.
It's interesting. It is. I mean, I just wonder. I mean, it makes you wonder. It really does.
Well, the only reason you cut back on something is because you don't have the money.
That or you just don't care.
The only reason. And you don't want to win.
Yeah, that's, you know, so either way. But again.
But I mean, if it's the RNC's money, it's not your money to begin with.
That's true.
But
that's true.
You know, but then again, you're right. Why? And it's what I don't understand. You would think that the RNC would continue to run ads, so I don't know how much power he has over canceling the campaign. I don't know.
But it's strange. It is strange.
It is strange.
But again, I have, and I look every time I go out. I've never seen one Biden sign anywhere. I don't understand that. I don't. Maybe people.
Well, that's because all those conservatives out there going destroying. Well, that's what I was
okay.
told.
Yeah, well, it is.
That's
okay.
what I was told. I said that to somebody who was a Democrat. I said, you know, all you see is Trump. Well, that's because, yeah, that's because they come in. It's like, yeah, right. It's really the other way around.
It truly is. It
yep.
really is. But, you know, back to the election and the upcoming 4 weeks away chaos that could be here. The article says the country, this is USA Today, the country's lost its mind. Polls warning of civil war, violence shows deep partisan chasm over election. Bill Frye, 6-1, is a supporter of President Donald Trump in rural Ohio, who doesn't share much in common politically with Matt Edelman, 29, a Joe Biden backer, in Brooklyn, New York. Except this, they both worry about the legitimacy of the upcoming presidential election and fear an outcome that appears tainted could heighten the nation's already frayed psyche and exacerbate violence in the streets. They're not alone. A new poll shows a large swath of Americans harbor deep reservations about the election results weeks before Election Day and are concerned about what actions people might resort to as a consequence. The YouGov poll of 1,999 registered voters found that nearly half, 47%, disagree with the idea that the election is likely to be fair and honest, and that slightly more than half, 51%, won't generally agree on who is the legitimate elected president of the United States. The online poll was conducted on October 1st through 2nd. In addition, YouGov poll of 1,505 voters found that 56% said they expect to see an increase in violence as a result of the election. So, I don't know. This, I mean, half the people think there might be trouble after this. And I do have a hard time understanding how you're going to have a fair election with mail-in ballots. I don't... I mean, we already know they're messing with computers and they're messing with elections already anyway. We know that. But this is going to make it worse. It's going to make people angry. No matter who wins, they're going to cry foul. You know that, Melody. That's going to happen.
Well, I
this
mean,
could go on for months.
Before we... Hey, I get it. I'm just playing the opposite here, and by no means, because I agree with you 100%. First of all, we do have to find out if, and with the amount of fraud they would need to do with the mail-in ballots, it would be substantial. So, I mean, you're going to have proof. You just can't say that there was, you know, election fraud with the mail-in ballots.
I agree.
I mean, there has to be some sort of proof. And we can't say that there's going to be fraud before there is, even though we both think that there will be. But you can't. I mean, you have to. I mean,
well,
it's there for
the
both sides. It's there for both sides
it
to do
it.
It
is both sides. It is.
But we just blame the other side, thinking they're more apt to do it because they're probably stronger. You know, they're more for it than our side, you know. So, I you know, to me, we're just going to have to wait and see. But I'll tell you what, Butch, it is. I've been keeping my mouth quiet with this election on various places and the people and so forth because I didn't want to stir up anything. I'm almost at my max, you know. And, you know, because I've been trying to be polite, not stir up anything with... And it's really hard to not beginning to say something. It just
well,
really is.
You know, I'm sure that they're going to maybe have to try some way to validate who voted by mailing it in and validate that it was actually mailed and delivered. I would think they have some way to do that, but I don't know how it's going to be. How are you going to validate 30 million ballots, we'll say, from each person with some way to make sure that got there.
And that's what I blame this administration. They had a whole year to work on it.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know.
You know, they are welcoming a problem. So, they had a year. So, we've been hearing about this since March, at least. How hard is it to come up with a solution? I don't know.
I don't know either. But back to a different topic. Long-term jobless figures rise, underscoring economic pain. These articles are hard to read because they're true. The number of people who have joined the ranks of long-term unemployment has spiked to a record high, an unwearing sign of the economic recovery's health. According to the Labor Department, the number of people out of work for more than 27 weeks increased to 2.4 million in September, an increase of 32.5% from the previous month. There are 4.9 million people who have been unemployed between 15 and 26 weeks. Workers who have been separated from the job for more than 6 months typically have a more difficult time getting back to work even once the economy improves. Last week, we saw the biggest spike in long-term unemployment since they started measuring long-term unemployment, said Michelle Evermore, senior researcher at Policy Analysis at the National Employment Law Project. So, I wonder how many people they're not even counting that they'd even give up. They're no longer on their unemployment rolls. How would they, I mean, they just quit. So, how many, that's probably a lot higher than what they're saying here, because they don't have the numbers. People give up and quit on that. But again, we're talking about people here, about millions, not just a few thousand. Millions. And lenders get stuck with busted eateries after bidders get scarce. California Pizza Kitchen Incorporated canceled an auction after no buyers bid for the company. Now, the lenders will own them. Ruby Tuesday went bankrupt yesterday and plans to hand itself over to its lenders. So, it's just Ruby Tuesday's out of business. You just go give yourself over to lenders or let the bank eat it. And same thing with Pizza Kitchen in California. So, I don't know. People are not bidding on them because they don't want them. The restaurant business has been hit really hard. Ruby Tuesday, Mel, it was a pretty good size outfit.
They used to have a great salad bar.
Yeah, they did. They did. Mm-hmm. But that's just something that we're seeing happen. And all this has together, long-term unemployment. How long are these restaurant workers going to be out of work? People that maybe worked there and made decent earnings, managers or whatever. Where are they going to go? This is
well,
serious.
We talked yesterday about the industry and how hard hit. And just, I mean, all these little restaurants, these little coffee shops and so forth, hundreds of thousands across this country are done.
They are.
They can't come back.
I met with them.
And, you know, and maybe they wouldn't have made it. But it doesn't. That doesn't even matter anymore.
They didn't even have a chance.
They didn't have a chance.
We talked to Marshall with the gym Sunday. We talked to a lady that owns a beauty shop here in Somersville. Marsha used to get a hair done there, and I got a haircut there once in a while. And I won't give the name, but she said that they don't wear a mask. They quit. They got tired of it. And we're not going to do it. And she said, if they try to shut us down again, I'm not shutting down. I can't afford to. They'll have to arrest me. I'm not shutting down again about when under the last time. I'm not going to do it again. So I admire her courage. And I said, you just went up 10 points on my scale. I mean, you got some courage to say that. And people say, well, you know, they'll put you in jail. So if they put me in jail, I'll lose what I have anyway if I shut down. So what difference does it make? Now, that's kind of the frustration people are feeling right now, Mildy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't blame them. I mean, sure, her livelihood is a beauty shop. And she has people working for her there in what they call stations, I think, you know, and they all work mm-hmm. together there. Mm-hmm. She can't afford to do it again. So I don't blame her for being upset. If my livelihood's on the line, I'd be upset too. I'm upset, and I'm not, you know, having to work for a living like I used to. But many, many people in our area still out of work.
What I don't understand, though, Butch, she can remain open, but she's worried about if they come in and shut her down. Why don't she? And I get that.
Not just shut down for that, but shut her down. Shut the businesses in the state down again because of COVID outbreak again. Shut them all down.
Yeah. Well, that's different.
The inspectors come in.
But I mean, if you're able to remain open because you have to do this, why wouldn't you do that so you do remain open?
Well, that's not been
even
so
though
bad
you disagree
yet.
With it. Even if you disagree with it.
Well, I know that right now, so far, the inspectors in the state are not really pushing that a whole lot right now.
Well,
but she's afraid
they should.
That she's afraid that the uptick in COVID cases that may come, although they're dropping in the state, come mm-hmm. back. They want to shut down the businesses again. She said, "I'm not shutting down. I can't afford to do it." So, you know, she's telling the truth.
Yes, absolutely. And which makes me question is, I don't know. I'm like open mouth, insert foot, done that a lot lately. So,
well, go ahead.
What?
just make sure it's clean.
You enjoy that when I do that, don't you?
I do. It makes me feel good because I do the same thing.
Well, I don't understand, because you hear from the administration that they want business to open and everything like that. But then, and again, they're reckless, and supposedly now, I don't know where this is coming from, I'd have to see. There's possibly 34 people that were connected to the White House has been infected. So regardless of whether it's, you know, the degree of danger and so forth, it's contagious. Which leads me to believe that when the other side gets it, it's telling the population, those that are not well informed, it's telling the population that this is a serious problem. So it gives them the reason for states to shut down. So I'm not sure why that message is being created in D.C. to some degree. Does that make...
It makes sense.
Do you follow me?
I don't know. I do. I do. I don't understand. Of course, I don't understand what to do with politics and news media anymore.
And I get it, but this is not the time for him. And this is not the time for them to be playing at an election. And that's what they're doing.
Yep.
And I don't get it unless he does not want to be elected. But he does not like to lose. So, I don't know.
Well, time will tell, I reckon. And the top U.S. food bank warns of nationwide meal shortages in the next 12 months. So this is getting to be serious. The virus pandemic and resulting recession crushing millions of households has produced a new era of hunger nationwide. After 7 months of coronavirus chaos, triggering widespread unemployment and the collapse of small businesses, millions of Americans are going hungry for the first time in their lives ahead of the holiday season. Tens of millions of Americans have turned to their local food banks as food insecurity spirals out of control. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, a household pulse survey from late August, about 10% of adults, 22.3 million, reported they didn't have enough to eat or lack food. This figure is up from 18 million in early March. And we'll go from there. I've got another sharing that, but we're going to break now, so we're face right to break.
All righty. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Butch Paul. That's the good news. Trump said that all troops in Afghanistan will be home by Christmas. So that's good news.
That'd be wonderful.
You know, and it's true. Trump has ordered the Russiagate documents declassified. I don't know what all that means. I mean, everybody pretty much knows what's in there and so forth. So, you know, it's a little late. It should have been declassified. I don't know if there was a time limit if he could have done that at a year ago, maybe. But I'm not sure if he could have, but it's a good thing that he did, but not quite sure what it means. And the United States has warned China against Taiwan attack. U.S. says Taiwan's defense budget increase is not big enough. And so we're giving them advice. And so just some interesting headline topics I thought I wanted to share, Butch.
Okay. I'll finish this article on the food again because this could get serious. It says now they're feeding Feeding America, a nationwide network of 200 food banks, serving more than 46 million people, is warning it may experience massive food shortages within the next 12 months, reported WAPO. Feeding America said it could face a deficit of 10 billion pound shortfall between now and June 2021, the equivalent of 8 billion meals. An article here, too, that I thought was kind of heartbreaking. My kids are starving. Food banks and pantries see explosive demand in North Carolina as pandemic continues. I remember North Carolina was a booming state. Everybody moved down that way to get a job. Maybe still is in some areas. I don't know, but Lowe's and Fish's warehouse assistant Bronstan Granger, Lowe's emergency food boxes, assisted by volunteer Charles Birch, and goes on to talk about what he's doing there in North Carolina. He said, "Welcome to the COVID economy." CNBC makes a deep dive into how the coronavirus pandemic is impacting all areas of our lives, from food to housing, healthcare to small businesses. For folks in North Carolina, a swing state that has seen rapid economic growth and growing inequality since the last recession, to learn how residents are weathering the economic consequences of a once-in-a-lifetime health crisis. One of the most terrifying points of 2020 for Christian Solins was not when she was unemployed as a result of pregnancy complications following the birth of her son in January. It was not when she was working as a waitress serving customers in March as coronavirus pandemic began to rip through the U.S. It was not when she lost her job just 2 weeks after returning to work when North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper issued a statewide stay-at-home orders. No, the worst moment came when Stalin's 32-year-old mother of two ran out of food. Quite literally, we had nothing. Nothing in our account. Yes.
Butch, we do have a caller. I didn't want to interrupt, so you can finish that and bring Ivan in when you're ready.
Okay. 5 months to feed and five mouths to feed, no income. It was just really bad time. Solomon says, adding that it was her and her husband, their two children, and her elderly grandmother all living together at the same time. Solomon returned to Lowe's and Fish's, a local food pantry network, which is currently operating temporary mobile pantry in Charlotte, Carolina. At that point, my kids were hungry, and I was just like, "Listen, I just had a baby. I've been out of work for 3 weeks. I have no income. My kids are starving. I need food. I have to do something." He recalls telling the employee in North Carolina Works, North Carolina Central System, providing employment help and career tools. "You can always make exceptions for yourself, saying I'll be tomorrow. You're an adult. You can put it off. But what are you going to do? What are you going to tell your child? It's not that easy," Solon says. So I feel that. I can understand that. If your child is hungry, you really don't want to tell them, "Honey, I'm sorry. We're out of food. Can't do anything about it." That is terrible. Adults can wave a little bit, maybe handle a little bit of it, but our children is what gets to us. You know that, Mel. That would tear our hearts out.
Yes, it would.
So anyway, now I'm ready.
Are you ready for Ivan?
I'm ready for Ivan.
Hello, Ivan. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, lady
Hello.
And gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I just want to share something which really was interesting. It was in yesterday's morning call. The Walmarts, one of the Walmarts up here, was not giving out coins. So if they owed you 87 cents, you just got the slip, you know, showing that they owe you, but they didn't have any coins to give you back the 87 cents. So I wonder what's cooking in that that area as far as...
they gave you IOUs?
Well, they didn't even give them that. They just... They showed a picture of her holding what she bought, and then at the end it was, that they owe her 87 cents. That's all she had. And they said, well, when you come back, we might have some coins or not, and, we'll somehow, make it even. But, or if she buys more, she might recoup that, put that against as a credit, toward another purchase.
Hmm. So it's funny. I was just thinking about this just earlier this week because I haven't heard too many people tell me it's still happening, and I thought maybe the problem had resolved itself. But it was during the COVID that the U.S. They didn't make coinage, so they kind of ran out because it was shut down and there was coin shortages across the country, and this is what people were experiencing. I haven't experienced it around here, and I use a lot of, when I go out, I use cash, so I've always gotten my change and so forth, but there's places all across the country who have had the same problem, and they get the receipt that shows that, they were short. Most of them do. Some don't. Some don't.
Yeah, that was the first time I've seen it. I said, I think we are getting into a deep hole that we might not be able to crawl out of, as far as the economy is concerned. I mean, if we have problems with coinage, then they are printing plenty of dollar bills, for checking, to giving it out to the banks and stuff like that. They keep them out of bankruptcy, so... But really, not much for the, these negotiations going on for the stimulus and all that stuff, which, again, I think it's just kind of a fishing expedition, see what will come, because Democrats want to cover this, Republicans want to cover this, and it's back and forth. I mean, there is... We need to have a much firmer, or a benevolent dictator to take over the country and run it until the ship is properly on course. But from what I see, it's really listing. The ship is listing. There is no, with all these...
It's taking on water.
They're speaking about them. And it's, there's nobody really, with Trump being out as far as with COVID. And now they postponed it, I guess, a discussion with Trump and Biden. And Biden doesn't want to have another... change in things, so they are going to be playing games, and we'll end up with a big mess on November 3rd or busy after the hour, so no, you know, I'm not casting any stones or glass houses, you know, but but I'm
all
just
right.
All right, should I ask how come that gold is going down like a rock?
Well, you know, because it went up like a rocket ship. So things go up, things go down. It really has attached to its. It really has attached itself to the dollar. So you can almost look when the dollar is down, gold is up. When the dollar is up, gold is down. And I think this is the trend we're going to be in. You've got the Dow now, almost 28,400, and the Nasdaq. So you know. And we had a good day in gold today, but it's still $1,900. So it's really $100 lower than you know what it was, maybe a little bit
right.
more. But it's really not. I think it's doing fantastic.
And how much did it go up in the last 6 months? That's what you ask yourself. Gold was what, $1,500 6 months ago? So it's went up almost $500. So yeah, that's a pretty good gain.
So
yeah,
it's
I mean,
there's no panic or urgency out there with the stock market. I mean, there's no interest whatsoever. You don't hear anybody talking about the budget. No, you don't hear anybody talking about the layoffs. You don't. All you hear about is the jobs report and the unemployment is 7.8%. That's all you hear. You don't hear any truth out there. It's certainly not coming from D.C. in any of the reports. There isn't one media outlet talking about it. Even CNBC is barely talking about it. Once in a while, they might get a little. But so you know what? People are really ill-informed. They don't have a clue what's going on.
Yeah, the question I had was I thought that when Dow went up, the gold went down. And when Dow went down, the gold supposed to have gone up. Maybe but it's not happening. It's going with the Dow. If Dow goes up, gold goes up. If Dow goes down, gold goes down.
I mean, these are all markets. They all trade. They all trade independently of one another, even though there's attachments. Gold is money, so it has a little more attachment, and it can change the attachment. But I mean, it's when the Dow drops significantly, you're not going to have. Sometimes you don't have knee-jerk reactions to gold because it's easier for these huge investors and so forth. It's easier to change those digits into treasuries. They can move a lot of money in seconds. It's a little more difficult to do that in gold. The ETFs have been skyrocketing this year. You know, physical is a little different. Physical used to react more quickly, but then they created the ETFs. The ETFs took a lot of money.
Which were more flexible.
The money went into ETFs, so it took money from the mining shares. It took money from physical gold. I mean, at one point in time, you only had two places. You know, now you have, this what I don't believe in is online gold. Money goes there. I don't believe in it because, again, why would you want to have anything stored overseas in a world like we live today? I mean, haven't people gotten a taste for those of you who have stored metals outside of this country? What are you going to do? Try flying over there when airlines and everything are shut down. But my point is, there's a lot of money that has, kind of goes elsewhere and not directly into physical gold, but physical gold does do exactly what it's supposed to do, and it protects your purchasing power. And
well, it does. That's true.
So you just have to be patient, and it's going to fluctuate.
Silver seems like it's kind of holding its own, it's around 24 plus or minus, it sits in ratio between gold and silver.
What do you mean, ratio of dollar versus dollar?
Let's say
initially it was 16-1, you know, but that was long ago, and you know, it certainly has changed now. But so.
All right. Well, I just thought mention about the coinage. I did not realize that we had problems with the printing of coins to, you know, during the COVID. You know.
Well, we're out of time, Ivan. I want to thank you for calling us, and I want to thank the listeners for joining us. Thank you, Butch. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.